White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
And folks, it has been a glorious night for Bomber Nation in Harrison, Arkansas. Bombers pull off the victory 30-14. Guys, what a night.
What an excellent night as Mountain Home was able to come over here. All the hype, all the emotions. We're able to start this year off 2-0 after a big win against the physical West Plains team. We come over here against the physical Harrison team, get a win. Our defense is what, giving up 14 points this game? And 14, was it 14 or was it 17? I can't remember. What was the score? Dylan, do you remember the score last time against West Plains? What was the score? 21 maybe. Anyways, only giving up a couple touchdowns each game. Guys, in high school football, if you can do that, you can win a lot of games.
Absolutely. And the post-game show brought to you now by Next, NAEC. Next powered the best internet, phone, and TV for your home. Experience lightning-fast internet with a fiber optic technology, amazing channel selections, and unlimited phone calling nationwide. NAEC and Next, bringing you your post-game report.
Got a lot of NAEC kids out on this. Eston Ford, Drew Haney, Barrett Miller, you know, Jack Coleman's in the band. We got all kinds. I was a co-op kid growing up. There's a lot of co-op ties and NAEC into our community. We appreciate their support and everything that they do.
Yeah, they have a whole page of kids here. Yep. Eli Jones, you mentioned him?
Yep, I did not. Hunter Estes. Yeah. And, I mean, there's a lot of them that are. Eli Jones, that's another one. So
appreciate all their support. And Bombers have gotten a break over there and on their side, and they're going to head in the locker room. They got to be holding their heads high after the effort they've presented tonight.
Yeah, great job here by your Bombers. Barkley, what you got with us for some stats here to finish this game up?
Well, first thing I noticed was, much like the lights tonight, they wasted no time in getting that scoreboard off.
we couldn't get a picture. Obviously,
they're saving some power here. Yeah. Stat-wise, one big telling stat, I got 9 penalties for Harrison to R2. The amazing thing in the second half was we ended the first half with around 10 rushing yards, 193 in the second half.
Wow.
That's how you impose your will in the second half.
That's beautiful. How you put a game away right there.
Yeah, I was impressed with the running that we saw the second half.
Defense had multiple kids with a lot of tackles, correct?
3 kids that had double-digit tackles. We finished the night with 2 sacks that I was able to record, 11 tackles for loss. And, of course, we saw there at the end there was just tons of pressure. Most of those penalties that I mentioned earlier were holding calls that the offensive line was getting on the D-line. We would have chalked up more sacks had they not held so much.
Good point. That's a good point. There was a lot of penalties. Good, clean call game. We were worried about how that would look at. It was a good, clean call game, but Mountain Home just imposed their will on that.
They did, and at no point during the game did you ever feel that Mountain Home did not have completely control. There was a little bit of a ruffle there in the third quarter. You know, came out a little flat. But at no point that, you know, was really any concern that the Bombers weren't in full control of this.
Yeah, you always felt from that opening kickoff when Harrison fumbled, it just deflated this stadium, and you knew, you know, and then what a great job from Mountain Home. Even when they were able to pull it, we got a huge stop to keep it to a 9-point game there after on that, you know, I mean, Barkley, you brought that up. Great point. It was a huge stop there on that 2-point conversion to keep it a 2-score game. And it almost felt like that Harrison got deflated at that point.
I would say Harrison had the momentum through that third quarter. And then once that stop happened, it was just like they had let the ship sail. They gave up. Obviously, they didn't won it after that. Yeah, I mean, 2 scores in a game like this with a defense as strong as we've been, that's a tall ask from Harrison Goblin.
But then a huge run by Chenoweth after that. Barrett Miller popped it right in after that. It was just kind of sealed the game away. I think we got a sideline report. Here it is. I hear the music. Russ Rawls down on the sideline. Let's see. Russ, are you there, man?
Over the Goblins. What'd you think tonight?
Man, it was awesome. I mean, we've been waiting for this 365 days since last year. They've been talking smack all year, and we came and handed it to them in a fair game. It was fun. Go Bombers.
That's right. So 30-14 win. Pretty clean game up until that second to the last drive where we had a fumble. What are you guys thinking going into this bye week? What do you got to look forward to? We got Rolla in 2 weeks.
We're going to celebrate this win for a while, but in a few days, Rolla's next. We're ready. We'll be ready.
All right. Thanks, Hunter. Go Bombers.
That was cornerback Hunter Estes. Had a huge game for the Bombers. Able to get Hunter on there. Love to hear the mentality, though. Hey, we're going to enjoy this for a little bit. Then it's Rolla. Bye week comes and it's Rolla. So Hunter had an excellent game. How many tackles did he end up with?
I finished Hunter up with 11 tackles and one tackle for loss. But, I mean, his presence was felt sideline to sideline tonight.
Great job there.
Yep. Tonight's postgame report, again, brought to you by NAEC Next. The choice is simple. Service from an organization you can trust. It's the next greatest thing since electricity.
I wish we could bring them with us on all some of these road trips, because we get to some of these places, it gets pretty spotty on the internet connection that we have, right?
I wish they fire up some of these power poles and get these lights working in here. Tell you what, boys, I struggled tonight. These old eyes can't quite see like they used to.
We're going to take one more quick break. We will come back to put a bow on this 30-14 win from Mountain Home here in Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
What does it mean to be taken care of? And to know that the people around you are taken care of, too. What does it feel like to trust that you'll be able to get health care, prevent illness, and to help you heal? Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been taking care of Arkansans for more than 75 years, providing health insurance and peace of mind, so you and the ones you love can live your best life your whole life long. Take good care, Arkansas.
We all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange. Because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
Arkansans have trusted the expert surgical teams at Baptist Health for more than a century. And through the years, we've excelled at surgery that puts the patient first. Heart surgery, orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery, breast cancer surgery, and any surgical challenge you face. At Baptist Health, we put all our effort into perfecting one very particular type of surgery, yours. Learn more at baptist-health.com. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Finding your place is more than just a location. It's about discovering your purpose, exploring your passions on a campus that feels like home. At A-State, you can achieve at the highest levels, form lasting relationships, and support the Red Wolves, both on campus and in the wild. Whether you're into research, the arts, healthcare, or maybe something else, there's a place for you at Arkansas State University. Find your place in the pack. Visit astate.edu to learn more.
Little Rock is where you'll be amazed by everything that awaits every member of your family. Explore sites like the Little Rock Zoo or hike to the top of Central Arkansas at Pinnacle Mountain State Park. Learn about the world around us at the Museum of Discovery. And at the Central Arkansas Nature Center, you can see alligators up close right in downtown. You can tour the Oval Office at the Clinton Presidential Library and walk in the footsteps of civil rights pioneers at historic Central High School. One experience and you'll be big on Little Rock. Learn more at littlerock.com today.
Yeah. All right, we're back here. That is Coach Greg Crow. Yes. He had to stop in.
Absolutely.
Coach.
You guys are rock stars with all your Facebook stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
I got lots of complaints.
Coach. That's right. Yeah. Coach Crow stopped in. He is loving this win, walking around here, and love to have him. Awesome, Coach. Appreciate you, man. Hey, big win for the junior high this last couple weeks. When do y'all go again, Coach? When do you go again? When do you play again?
Next Thursday night at Paragould.
Junior High Bombers.
We're on the Econ's world, just trying to survive.
That's right. They're undefeated right now. The Junior High Bombers. Coach Greg Crow did a great job. He loves this win more than anybody.
Absolutely.
You're listening to NAEC Next postgame show. Hey, we didn't know we were going to have that guest. That was awesome.
Man, that was awesome. That just shows me. I think all of Mountain Home is probably on cloud nine tonight.
That's right.
Coach Crow leading the way.
just a couple of programming things. We are going to finish up. We got a bye week. We won't be with you guys next Friday, as we are going to have a bye week from Mountain Home. They're not going to be in action. That's our early bye week for us. Following that, we'll be back at Bomber Stadium. Mountain Home will be taking on Raleigh. I know Raleigh's mascot. Do you know Raleigh's mascot?
I don't know.
Bulldogs. Oh, Bulldogs. Okay. Raleigh Bulldogs will be coming to town. Right. Another cross-border Missouri rivalry there. Be a good game.
Yeah, hosting the puppies.
The puppies.
So excited about that. But Brad, unfortunately, I am not going to be able to be at that game with you. We're going to be on a trip. Going on a little cruise.
You did this last year to me. You did it last year to me. You're up there and you're sitting back in the beach chair, sending me pictures, you and your wife having some family time. And
but you bet I'll be listening. And I'll tell you what, man, how awesome is it to have Barkley Terry join us?
Absolutely.
And Barkley will be here doing a little bit more than we've asked him to do thus far. But he'll be filling the seat and still doing stats for us, which has been, I think, one of the best additions.
It's been awesome. Yeah, he's been great. Great job, Barkley.
Awesome job, man. We appreciate it, guys. Yes, thanks for the invite.
Hey, you got a face for radio just like us, so you're awesome. Now we got this cockpit cam that's in here. But no, Rollo will be coming to town. Mountain Home will be 2-0. Another good game. Hopefully try to get to 3-0 before we start conference play. After that, we'll be on the road to Fort Smith Southside. No more bye weeks. It'll be football every Friday night. You'll be able to tune in and listen on Classic Hits 101.7. You'll also be able to watch on Bomber Sports Network. If you don't have the app, go on the App Store and look up Mountain Home Athletics, Mountain Home Bomber Athletics. You can download the app. It's an easy click. Guys, we love the interaction. We love the text line. You guys have hit us up. We had over 79 steel texts that are out there. We try to get to them all. The game's fast and furious. If we miss you, we promise we're not doing it on purpose. We're trying to get who we can. We may work that into. We have to unfortunately have the phone in order to get our line connected, so it's hard to. We thought about maybe we could give it to Barkley over here and let him kind of chime in with some text and read, but on the flip side, we got to have it close to where we can have connection. But we try to get you. Keep it up. We love hearing from you guys.
Hit us awesome. Up next game. If we missed you this time and you sent something, hit us up next game. We'll still keep working to get it in. But I want to challenge Bomber Nation right now, Brad. It's really, really easy to get excited for Harrison.
Right.
What it's not easy to do is to get excited and pack the stands for Rolla.
That's right.
So that's my challenge to Bomber Nation right now. In 2 weeks, mark your calendar. Let's pack that place and let's show these boys some support. And if you can't, you can always catch us.
That's right.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
You get four more chances. We already had a home game. You get four more chances. Hopefully five more if we get to host a playoff game. But guys, come support these kids. These are great kids. They are great in the community. We saw them out today at the Coffee Talk. Come support these kids. Come out to Bomber Stadium. They know you're watching. They watch. They hear this. They see the comments. But guys, there's nothing better than hearing 4,000 or 5,000 people behind you cheering and yelling on and getting a big stop and just feeling, guys, you can feel it. I can feel it.
Absolutely.
You can feel it. Barkley can, you can feel it. You can feel it, guys. You can feel it. You can feel the community support. When you're at the stadium, you can really feel it. It's worth 14 to 21 points if we do it right.
Absolutely. And if you don't have anything to do in the morning, come out and support your youth Bomber football team. They will kick off at 9 o'clock at Bomber Stadium, and they will also kick off at 10 o'clock down at Mountain View. Two teams in action for the first game tomorrow. If you don't have nothing to do, come check it out.
You can watch that on TV too, Tobias.
Bomber Sports on YouTube. Go check it out.
Yeah. That's right. They're going to be streaming.
Well, guys, we appreciate you sharing your Friday night with us in your living room. We love to be a part of it. Help us get it better. Tell us what we need to do. Hey, you've been listening to Bomber Sports. Guys, from Harrison Stadium, I'm Brad. Tobias is here. Barkley's here. Guys, we appreciate you listening to us. Come pack the stands. Guys, great fun.
Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. You're listening to Classic Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7, watching on Bomber Sports Network. We're now going to throw it back to Matty Mac Daddy Sharp back in the studio. He's going to go over some scores in his postgame show, see what happened around the state in football. Guys, thanks for listening. Go Bombers.
Want to know where you can find great deals on clothing, furniture, home decor, household goods, toys, and more? It's the Salvation Army Thrift Store. Whether you're helping out by donating to the thrift store or by shopping, you're making a real difference in the lives of our neighbors. Stop by the Salvation Army Thrift Store on Highway 201 North in Mountain Home today to find great deals on all of the essentials. That's the Salvation Army Thrift Store, located on Highway 201 North in Mountain Home.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, The Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Join us again next time the Bombers take on the field for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.